Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5HourEnergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cake Sawville. Jason Bishop out until December 2nd. That is quite the run. We always touts himself like the king of the wraparound vacations. Yeah. I don't know whatever he's doing.
He's the undisputed king. Nobody challenges him. Like, he's got it down to a science.
Dude, I told you a long time, he's the most calculated guy I've ever met. everything he does is calculated. Valdez, you're close, but he's got you trounced.
So
Valdez more of a planner than calculating. I think there's a little bit of a difference. Valdez just likes to have a plan at all times. Like, he planned to have a bad weekend following the Terps losing in both hoops and football.
Well, he saw it
and
coming.
And then he braced himself for a Ravens loss in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
he kind of planned. He pre-planned for that to happen.
I knew it was possible.
Yes.
Right. Right.
So all season long, we've been heaping praise on Jaden Daniels, deservedly so. When you look at his numbers,
thank you.
I think he's exceeded everybody's expectations, and he had been the runaway favorite to win Rookie of the Year. But all of a sudden, there are a couple guys who are starting to put a little pressure on that Rookie of the Year campaign, and we're wondering if it bothers you a little bit. You can chime in at 800-636-1067.
Ridiculous.
I'll tell you this. So
there's not one Commanders fan in this town that has buyer's remorse or anything of that nature regarding Jaden Daniels.
I didn't say buyer's remorse, but bothering you that other guys are now in contention for Rookie of the Year.
Who cares? That's a dumb... who cares?
But some of the real hardcore HTTCers might. They
a lot
might
of people care.
Yeah, you know what? I put up... So
It doesn't mean anything.
I put up a tweet that I wasn't thinking about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
But the Commanders didn't play yesterday. I do our social media for Twitter, for Instagram, for Facebook. And I was like, oh, I probably should put something up. And I go to the NFL account, and I saw they had something on Bo Nix. I was like, he's starting to ball out. Because at the time when I tweeted it, the tweet was Nix with an absolute dart. He was 17 for 19 for $192 in the first half with two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, he's balling out. And a couple people said, we know, JP, you're trolling us. Like, what? What am I?
See, I'm telling you. So,
where's the troll? I didn't know I was trolling somebody.
Some of the HTTCers, they take everything way too personally. So, they feel like everything is a personal affront.
Well, to them, so I tweeted about Bo Nix.
Well,
right, right.
But so I don't think he's seriously ahead of Jaden, really, in anyone's mind. maybe he'll finish it. Maybe he'll finish ahead
he's
of him.
He's kind of gaining.
Maybe so right he'll finish, now, but right now he wouldn't.
Right now, statistically, he's got 14 touchdowns with 6 interceptions, and the team is the 7 seed in the AFC, just like the Commanders
What's
are the 7
seed. What's his completion percentage? What's his...
Well, he's got, Cakes can look that up.
He's got 14 touchdown passes, just 2 picks in his last 8 games. So, like, his first few games are kind of bumpy and rough, but he's a rookie.
Listen,
you expect
I'm pro Bo Nix. I'm actually pro all the young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I just know we got the best one. So he can, you know, surge, that's fine. And Jaden doesn't have the touchdown numbers yet. But
Cakes,
that's fine.
Cakes is right, though. The HTTC crowd, I'm going to read this tweet.
Well, it does seem like
very
you're trolling
thin skin.
A little bit.
He goes,
they're very thin red skin.
The troll is that you posted it to trigger Skins fans as another young quarterback had a better week than Jaden. I'm just putting up a tweet. I posted something about Lamar, you know, not Lamar Jackson specifically, but the end of the play.
Here's my question
end of the
for
game
you.
Play.
Which of the rookie quarterbacks, all of them, and you weren't necessarily pro Jaden going in, so take that into account.
He was third on my list.
Right. Number one on mine, of course. Who would you select right now?
Jaden Daniels.
All right, that's
for rookie of the year.
Well, I mean, forget rookie of the year. Who do you want on your team for the next 10 years? I know you were a Caleb guy.
I think I would go Drake May.
Really? You know, maybe it's the seat. That's the Drake May seat right
there. I saw a tweet this week from John Gruden about Drake May. Like, he thinks Drake May is, using a John Grudenism, like he's a dog or whatever the heck he said. And I think that Drake May, like, if you looked at what he's been doing.
So if you had to redraft right now, you would take Drake May.
If I had to redo my board, Caleb definitely slides down.
Now, he's more pickalicious than Jaden. Yeah. May throws more picks. He had a pick yesterday. He had a pick the previous game. 2 picks the previous game.
The only thing he's got on Jaden is size, as far as I'm concerned. Like, he's got the build. That's the only thing I think he's got on him.
But he does have the Jaden-esque. Like, he'll tuck it and run.
No, I know.
Like,
he's athletic.
He gets out there.
I've seen him hurdle guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an athletic guy. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, he's got rushing games of 95, 46, 38 sprinkled in. Now, he's got some lower numbers there, too. But he can pop off in the rushing side as well.
I think when it's all said and done, Jaden's going to be a more accurate passer, a better passer than all those guys. And then the running, it speaks for itself.
Here's the tweet. Drake May is going to be a superstar. Drake is going to be everything you're looking for, 5-star.
Okay.
That was John Gruden.
Maybe
on Drake
that's
May.
True. So's my guy. My guy's 5-star.
Okay, so you've got kind of little thin skin.
Yeah, see, he's
falling in this. If I had to take the draft over again.
He's like, it doesn't matter about the Bo Nix love,
no,
but the Drake May.
I think it's preposterous. If John Gruden had to pick all over again, he'd pick Drake May 1?
I don't know if he was asked that.
Maybe. I'm taking Jaden 1 every time. But I mean, I'm racing up to the podium with Jaden's name on it. I mean, I'm just racing. I couldn't. I'll need 1/100th of a second to make the pick every time. I'm not saying those other guys are bad. I've been on record that all the first round quarterbacks are going to hit. They're all solid. I like them. He's the best one. Jaden Daniels is the best one.
800-636-1067. Wondering if any of this noise for other rookies is bothering you. That it's taking the spotlight off of Jaden Daniels to some extent. Now, the last 2 weeks, Jaden hasn't put up the numbers, and guys like Bo Nix are coming on, Drake May, and Drab brought up Brock Bowers. Now, that's not a quarterback.
He's a great
but
player.
Bowers is putting up some absurd numbers.
Crazy numbers. Brock Bowers won the rookie of the year. Who cares? I don't care. Give it to him.
There's a lot. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that care.
I'm sure there are, but for me, my brain, that award means nothing. And like, who's going to have a great career?
So if Bo Nix wins Rookie of the Year,
I mean, I think it's kind of crazy. But maybe here's the thing. Maybe Bo Nix will deserve it. I think that's possible. Possible
because people don't want to have the conversation of Bo Nix is better than Jaden Daniels.
I just don't think it's possible. I don't think that Bo Nix's career will be better than Jaden Daniels. I think none of the quarterbacks selected this year will be better than Jaden at their end of their careers.
I tend to think the same thing, but Bo Nix is, why don't the kids, his next 2 weeks, he gets Cleveland and the Raiders. And he can put up more rack up numbers.
That's good. I root for him. I root for all the quarterbacks.
Why don't you think it's... First of all, I think...
Because I just think his skill set's better.
I think it's possible.
I think his skill set's better.
By the way, I think it's possible Caleb Williams could be better than them all still. All right, it's way early. We got to revisit
this. He's too up and down.
You revisit this in 2 years, 3 years, right? But why, like, currently, don't you think it's possible that Drake May could be that? He has all the physical attributes.
I don't think he's as accurate as my guy.
And what I would,
I'm not convinced he throws guys open like my guy.
I would say he does a lot more of that. Have you been watching? I would say he has more sophisticated passing right now than Jaden Daniels. Yeah. Drake May.
Okay, I need to see more.
I saw a lot of dump downs on Thursday night.
Well, that was Cliff getting an F. That was Cliff getting an F.
I mean, none of us are watching Drake May every throw, so we're mostly just watching highlights, but. What's your opinion if you've seen Drake May? I feel like he's got more sophisticated passing right now.
He's doing a lot with a little. He doesn't have much help around him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some would argue that about Jaden, too.
I would argue that after Terry McLaurin.
Drake May doesn't have a Terry McLaurin.
Well, we didn't even use Terry.
Who's his best receiver?
Polk. We don't even use Terry.
His best receiver is Pop Douglas.
Right.
DeMario Douglas is his best
wideout. All I'm saying is that the Rookie of the Year award to me is trivial. I care about career award. Who's going to have the best career? And my guy's going to have the best career of all those guys in the first round. I'm 100% convinced. You'd have to prove me otherwise. And I've been wrong, so I could be wrong. But I think his career will be better than Bo Nix's, Drake May's.
We can revisit it in Caleb's. 2034.
We'll revisit it every week.
Right. So right now, Jaden Daniels completing 68.7% of his passes. Bo Nix is at 65.5%. Jaden.
What is Drake at?
I'm talking about Bo Nix.
Bo Nix is at what?
65.5. So 3% advantage there for Jaden Daniels. 3.2 to be exact.
Jaden coming off his two worst performances, but that's fine.
Jaden has thrown for 2,338 yards. Bo Nix, 2,275. So advantage. Jaden throws
Jaden in all of them except for touchdowns.
6 yards more per game. It's 10 touchdowns to 3 picks versus 14 to 6. And then Jaden has a quarterback rating, traditional passer rating, 99.6 to Bo Nix's 89.3.
Mm-hmm.
But there's noise because he's been playing better, right. And Drake May's been playing better, and they're putting on numbers. Drake May's completing 67%
JP
of his
would
passes.
Select Drake May today. If
we
you
did
held
the redraft
the draft
number one.
Today, he would select him over Jaden Daniels.
I would.
God bless you. I wouldn't. I would 100 times. I mean, there's not even a scintilla of doubt in my mind.
I'm sticking to my board, except for the Caleb Williams part.
All right, yeah. Maybe is anybody else out
I
there?
Bypass
anybody
that
else pick. Out there agree with JP? To me, I think it's preposterous.
John Gruden does.
Okay. Well, I got. I'll take Ron Jaworski.
Okay, he'll take.
He's
that.
On your side.
I mean, we're
Jaws.
Taking old coaches or old players.
Yeah, mine's a little younger.
Jaws is on the Jaden side.
Jaws says he's the greatest rookie he's ever seen.
That is correct.
I don't even agree with that.
I definitely don't agree with it.
Yeah, but I'll take
it's
it.
It's a feather in the Jaden cap.
Let's go to Kevin in Waldorf. 800-636.
So the Bo Nix thing didn't bother you, and you're mocking people who are bothered by the Bo Nix thing, but you got bothered by the Drake May one.
You didn't say you would take Bo Nix ahead of Jaden. I care about is who would you select right now? And so you saying you would select Drake May.
I don't think
anybody's saying they'd select Bo Nix over him.
I wasn't trying to troll anybody. Bo Nix had 4 touchdowns.
I know.
But if you watched
him. You naturally troll people. You have a gift. You don't even know it. Your whole life is a troll.
Trolling.
You watch Bo Nix. Well, look, these people want to hear what they want to hear. Like, I make fun of Jared Goff throwing 5 interceptions and, you know, tweet very positive things about Jaden Daniels left and right. You can just look at it. Look at the history.
Believe me, I know that you weren't intentionally trolling.
But here's the thing about Bo Nix.
It's a gift.
If you watch the 4 touchdown passes yesterday, I'm not going to give him too much credit. I think 3 of them were just sideways passes with large yak.
Well, again.
That's called the Brock Purdy game plan.
I came in
that's
here.
That's the blueprint.
I think Purdy's a little different than
I
you.
I came in here.
Not much.
Prepared to pat my back on Bo Nix because I've been hyping him up all season. I'm a pro Bo Nix guy.
Now you have to push back against him.
No, but I'm just saying, I would still take Jaden 1 overall, 1-1 every time, and I still would send Ryan Poles a gift basket every week. Every week I would send him one.
He made the
Caleb hasn't
so
thrown
easy.
A touchdown pass in over a month.
But he did go for 70 yards rushing yesterday. That did catch my eye.
Did we go to Kevin? I can't remember if I went to him. Kevin.
How you doing?
Hey,
thanks
what's
for
up?
Taking my call, Junkies.
Sure.
The first thing I would like to say is Jaden Daniels is going to take that team from 4 wins to probably 10, 11 wins.
Mm-hmm.
We're not thinking about stats. We're not thinking about what John Gruden says. He was the guy who traded Alfred Morris away for a cheeseburger for a guy who didn't even last.
John Gruden did that? I don't think so.
Getting the Gruden's mixed up.
That was maybe Jay.
His opinion doesn't mean much to me.
Okay. Fair
enough. One way or the other.
Fair enough.
The program has moved light years ahead. As soon as they heal up from the beatdown dealing with all those big defensive tackles, they'll get protection. He'll become more productive. They're basically going into a bye week right now. They're going to finish with 10, 11 wins from 4. That's the bottom line.
Right. I'm with you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the call.
800-636-1067 is the number. By the way, just on the background, the Giants have benched Daniel Jones for
Drew Lock,
Tommy DeVito.
I'm not doing another DeVito bit.
At least you don't have that going on.
Not doing that. I learned my lesson last year. I am out on those bits.
All right, we'll take more of your calls.
I'm going to take more calls.
We can take more calls.
I'm ready to fight.
I don't even know what the fight is.
I'm ready to fight.
Are you bothered?
I can't help if Bo Nix is better than Jaden Daniels.
No. Are you bothered that Bo Nix is coming on and Drake May is coming on and Brock Bowers and all of a sudden
actually makes me
rookie of the year is a race?
I said all the quarterbacks were going to be good, and I had guys like Jason who are just like the puppets that they just regurgitate dumb stats. 50%. Are gonna miss. Well, why don't you look at the players? These players actually happen to be a good crop. Right again.
I think it's a little too early.
Jason being a Drake May guy, the shares are starting to appreciate.
That's fine. I'm not saying
they're better than Jaden Daniels.
I think Drake May has talent. He's going to be a good quarterback. Yep. He should be solid. I don't think he's going to be special, generational, like my guy. The best one of the bunch.
I realize Drake May a lot younger and had a lot less starts. He may be a rocket ship up.
I think that hurts him more than
rocket
helps
ship
him.
Up.
I think that hurts him more than helps him.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-106.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back on a Football Monday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. It's been a foregone conclusion that Jaden Daniels would win the Rookie of the Year. I think this is voted on by fans, but he's won Rookie of the Week in like all but 3, maybe 4 weeks.
I think it's 7 weeks. Valdez loves to point that out to people. He's won it 7 times.
Right.
Pepsi Player of the Week.
Whatever it is.
Or Rookie of the Week.
But statistically,
he definitely trolls Jeff Walker with that stat. I know that for a fact.
So he's won that Rookie of the Week a lot. And, you know, he was in the MVP discussion, not so much now after the last couple of games. But we're wondering if it bothers you that all of a sudden there's noise for other rookies that potentially could win Rookie of the Year.
For most rational people, it doesn't bother them.
Right.
But if you're a real, like, sicko, psycho fan, like an HTTC or to your core, I could see that it offends some of those
the
people.
The only thing that bothers me is if you actually have the audacity to think that they're better. If you think
Commanders made the right pick at number two.
Right.
It seems they made the right pick at number two. Does it mean the other guys aren't worthy of praise? No.
Well, wouldn't winning Rookie of the Year mean that they're better?
Not necessarily. I mean, like, Chase Young won Rookie of the Year. I mean, lots of guys, you know, winning Rookie of the Year. Robert won Rookie of the Year. So, I mean, you can have a fluky year. I'm just saying he's going to be the best one when it's all said and done.
But I'm telling you this.
I'm 100% convinced.
This tweet.
Until proven otherwise.
This Bo Nix tweet that I posted triggered some people because here are a couple responses. We know JP. He's clearly better than JD5, which I didn't say. Then another person launched into Drake May. Unsolicited said, Drake May with his best game yet, surrounded with the worst offensive line and wide receiver group in the league. Good year to draft a quarterback. And I've told you the other guys who said that I was trolling.
Would you be, now, to play devil's advocate, I'm a Jaden guy, but I'm willing to take the field against you in a career bet if you wanted to, as a gentlemanly bet.
Sure.
We could decide on a wager, on whatever the wager is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I have no fear of any of the other quarterbacks in this draft.
Okay, then I'll take the field.
But what is the bet?
I don't know what the bet. I don't know what the parameters.
I guess he's betting who's going to be who's the better. Who's the best?
Who has
quarterback
the best career
of the batch?
Yeah,
so just sniff test best career.
This is a 10 to 12
year bet. Rookies. Does this include like six rounders that may emerge?
No, I'm only counting the big sillies, and I'm only counting quarterbacks. I'm not counting Brock Bowers.
Bowers, by the way, on pace for 119 catches.
No, he's having
season.
An amazing year, but he wouldn't count for the parameters of this bet. Just to have action, because I'm a little bit of a degenerate. I would take the field against Jaden just because I like having the field.
Sure.
Even though I think he is supremely talented.
I'm happy to take that. Sure.
All right. We can work on the arrangement
later.
How
about $10?
$10. So
that should be $100 bet at least. You're going to be 70 by the time you collect this bet.
Let's make it 50.
All right.
$50 lifetime bet.
All right. All right.
And I'll just take the field. Valdez, put it in the book.
We'll probably be retired and Cakes will be calling up EV.
Oh, if I win, I'll be expecting a Venmo. If we're still using Venmo. Yeah,
if you're
point.
Still using Venmo,
All right. Let's pay out some of these calls.
If Jaden is clearly better than everybody at the end, I'm happy to ship him $50.
That's a $50. EB and I made an Andre Agassi bet.
Yeah.
When we had no money. No money for $100.
Hey, we make a lot
We're
of
like
bets.
18.
Here.
We all have a lot of bills, JP. We have a lot of responsibilities. I can't willy nilly just throw $100 away.
Right. Get him a Bitcoin.
That'd be a $1 million bet.
There's no chance of doing that. That's freaking impossible.
Make it interesting.
Let's go to Alan in Suitland. Alan, what's up?
So, first of all, JP lied on John Gruden's tweet. John Gruden didn't say that Drake May was better than Jaden. He just said Drake May would be a stud. Doesn't mean he's going to be the only stud. Yeah, well, you said he's on your side, and EB said that he had that was gone.
Jaworski.
But he didn't speak on Jaden, so that's not really evidence.
Well, he did in October, and it's a glowing deal that he said about Jaden.
Right.
Right.
And then with Bo Nix. Jaden's I'm on ESPN right now. Jaden has him in every category except for touchdown.
Right.
Passer rating, QBR, yards per attempt. Long passes, Jaden has a 69-yard long. Bo Nix only has like a 40. Everything. And Jaden missed a game through the injury, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So his numbers will be even more ahead of Bo Nix. And then not only did they have a better record, they were averaging 30 points a game. Like, everything Jaden does is better than Bo Nix. Not even close.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you. What about Drake May?
Drake May's a donk, so it doesn't even matter.
He hasn't been paying attention
you're
to
not
Drake
worried,
May.
You're
that's
not worried
a,
about
that's
Drake
what that
May.
Response means.
not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Right. I'm with you.
Very dismissive
Listen, I'm
of
with
Drake
you.
May.
I didn't say John Gruden said that he was better. In fact, he just signed a deal with Barstool, right?
Yeah.
And it was some sort of like sit down with the Barstool guys. I don't even think Jaden's name got brought up.
Let's go to Fred in Fairfax. Fred, what's up?
Morning, fellas.
Hey, Fred.
First time caller.
Thank you, sir.
How are you, man?
For years. So I agree with about Drake May probably being the best guy because he's bigger and has similar attributes to JD, but I love JD, and he's surrounded by better coaches and a much better team.
So you're a little all over the place. So you like them both, but if you had to bet on one, you would bet on Drake because of just being able to stand the punishment better?
No, I like him better because he's bigger, but as far as who's going to be Rookie of the Year, I'll take JD.
Who's going to have the best career?
JD. Because he's got better coaches, better
hesitation,
owners.
Hesitation, though. There was hesitation.
It doesn't matter. He came up
I'm a little worried about his fragility, you know. Obviously, taking a hit to the ribs, and he definitely has had an issue for the last couple weeks. I would have doubted to play him the last couple times, but you can see that he's had some issues.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Fred. So, Drabby put Drake May's best quarterback for Fred, but Fred actually voted for Jaden. So we're clear.
He had reservations.
But his final vote was Jake. Okay. All right, let's go to, I don't know, the guy's name is Little. Hey, guys, whose name is
How do you think
Little?
Drake May would be faring right now in Washington?
Who?
Like, if you flip them.
Not as
if
good.
If you put Jaden in New England and you put Drake May in Washington, I think Drake May would have better touchdown numbers.
He might have better touchdown numbers than he has now. But
passing. Part of the game is running, and Drake can run, but Jaden is obviously superior there.
Mm-hmm. I just think he couldn't do quite all that Jaden can do. I think Jaden's just a more accurate passer. I don't know. Now, Jaden may go to New England and not necessarily flourish. I don't know what they got going on there. I don't know who's tutoring Drake May. I mean, I have no idea.
Is it Alex Van Pelt? I think he might be the OC
there. I don't even
know
if that's a good situation for him or not. I will agree that I think the Cliff Jaden marriage has largely been great. Didn't like week one, didn't like the first half of week two, did not like last week.
I think Jaden has been a little unlucky with some of these touchdown numbers. Like, his touchdown numbers are low. He's got 10 touchdown passes in 11, but it seems like at least 4 or 5 times he's had passes where guys go down at the 1 yard line.
Totally.
I'm expecting.
That's why it doesn't even matter.
Against Dallas. What's the minimum amount of points that I'd be happy with? 26 to 27.
Yeah.
I need something in that range. Yeah. If they come out and score like 17 or 20 against the Cowboys,
concern.
Kind of mediocre. Because this Cowboys defense is letting everybody score at will against them. And that's what this offense should do.
And if by chance they lose to Dallas, then all of a sudden you're in full blown sweat to make the playoffs.
Unless Jaden Daniels would have to have the worst game as a quarterback in NFL history for them to lose to the Cowboys this weekend. That's how convinced I am that they'll beat the Cowboys. Very convinced.
Scared the poop out of me now.
Yeah, it should be scary.
You put the big hex on us.
Big mush. Big old mush over here.
All right, let's go to...
But I'm still convinced. I'm not backing off this
right,
position.
I hope you're right, Cakes. Let's go to Little.
You're also convinced that Dan Campbell is going to be a terrible NFL coach.
Again, that was Campbell and Sirianni. Now, I vote against Sirianni because he was a bit of a clown, but he's been on a heater of late. Campbell, that's one where I just have to take one of these.
I'm taking a big L
on Dan Campbell.
All right, can I go to Little
he's a Hall
already?
Famer, apparently.
What's up, Little?
Joe. Hey, look, man, once this kid, man, continue to manifest, moving in the pocket, throwing that ball upfield, man, them two cats can't carry JD five jockey strap, man.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you now, man, this kid, man, he hurting right now, so it kind of hurt to throw on the run, especially with the ribs the way they are. So a lot of times, right now, he's trying to do too much. Well, he can come off this 10-day bye. You watch what I tell you, fellas. You think you saw something in the beginning of the season. Hey, look, I'm predicting a 50 burger Sunday.
Oh, I like this, my guy.
Oh,
by the way, if Jaden, in my opinion.
I'm going to see the ticket holder. I'm going to start the chat. We want Dallas in the pre.
EB loves that chat. He's the biggest fan.
I don't like to talk to people.
God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
If Jaden is healthy enough to go hang out with Wale at MGM National Harbor, he should be healthy enough to help lead the team to like 30 plus points against Dallas. This weekend.
I think he's going to be fine.
I would think.
I think he's going to have a bounce back.
Being on stage and not taking hits for 300-pounders is way different than playing in an NFL game. But if he's healthy enough to be out and about.
I'll never forget. Last
he
year.
He should perform.
We went to that Nats game. I can't remember. Was it a Nats game? Yeah, it was a Nats game. And it must have been in September. And Sam Howell was the toast of the town.
He was.
Valdez had an embarrassing dap up with him, too.
Yeah, it was
kind of embarrassing.
And then it was shortly after that, it went downhill. It was pretty quick. It was pretty quick.
Well, yes. At one point, he had 21 touchdowns, or maybe botched. He finished with 21 touchdowns and 21 interceptions.
Late September.
But at one point, he had something like 18 touchdown passes and 12 interceptions. And you're like, okay, this looks like be the guy. A lot of interceptions, but 18 to 12 wasn't bad. But he ended up 21-21.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all million sacks.
All the sacks.
He had a million sacks. Yeah.
Well, again, Bieniemy just killed him. I mean, what a
There's
terrible.
There's a trigger.
Yeah,
you've been triggered.
You got to warn me.
I hope Cliff doesn't turn into Cliff Bieniemy over the last few games. That'd be bad.
It is a Football Monday driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Coming up next, though, we'll open up Evie's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere. Just put up the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Based on what we were talking about, are you bothered? Are you bothered that guys like Bo Nix and Drake May are starting to take some of the rookie shine away from Jaden Daniels? You can vote at Junks Radio.
So, Valdez, it's fitting that you play this music. This is the most boomer thing you're going to hear today. I challenge you to find something more boomer than what I'm going to tell you what I'm doing after the
you
show
mean our,
today.
Our whole Mike Tyson breakdown wasn't very boomer?
That was very boomer.
Why, you didn't like that one?
This may supersede
No, no, no. I mean, you're talking about nostalgia.
No, so... This is embarrassing to admit. So we are going to start doing some of the monumental alt casts starting in December.
All right. Remind me.
I'm not speaking out of school here. December 14th, I believe, is the first date. Caps, Sabres.
Although I haven't finished all my paperwork.
That's what I wanted to bring up. So I've been going back and forth with Amanda, who's one of the HR people.
Wait a second. I thought our first alt cast was a Wizards game.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's Caps, Sabres. Caps. December 14th. Anyway, EB brought up the paperwork, and I've been going back and forth with Amanda trying to get all of my electronic signatures done so I can finish my stupid onboarding paperwork.
I can't believe
you're
still doing that.
I've literally sent her a dozen emails.
Mm-hmm.
So here is our solution.
She thinks you're so stupid.
She thinks I'm very stupid, which
I
is
mean,
fine.
You know what I mean?
Which is fine.
She's mother.
But she's been very nice, so right. Here's what I'm doing.
You go in there in person.
I'm meeting her today at the Starbucks near where JP lives to sign all the paperwork, and I'm going to buy her a cup of coffee for all of her efforts
because,
on my behalf.
Because you failed at
because
manipulating your computer to be able to do it.
I have failed.
Were you going Starbucks and Crown?
Correct.
She takes my wife's classes at Lifetime.
So we're meeting.
So she's probably doing the class and then going to meet you to sign papers.
Yes, that's fine. She has the paperwork in tow.
That's
I'm going to meet her there. I'm going to get her drink order, and I'm going to sign my life away. And then finally, I'm going. This boomer is going to be rid of all of the paperwork.
That is embarrassing.
It takes to get.
Now, here's the thing. I finished that part.
I'm embarrassed by it.
I finished that part, but I think I didn't somehow do the background check thing.
Okay.
I don't think I could figure that one out. Or I didn't have the right link, and it's just too much involved. So... they can use me or not, whatever they want.
All of you have signed the stuff, right?
I did mine like a month ago.
I don't understand how Cakes is having such a hard time.
I don't know what to tell
you. DocuSign.
I tried different browsers. It just wouldn't work. I enlisted the help of Daniel the engineer.
He couldn't do it?
He couldn't figure it out. If he can't figure it out, you think this Swiss cheese brain is going to figure it out?
Did you ever use a different computer?
No, I didn't attempt that.
That's why we call him Box. He can't think of outside the box solutions.
I would say, hey, can I try your computer anyway?
Solution is very reminiscent of when he changed phones.
Yeah.
And remember, he had a spiral notebook.
I did.
And he went through every contact.
I did this.
He was like, Matt Cahill. Mm-hmm. Then he would write down Matt
because
Cahill's numbers.
Because he didn't know how to use the...
Matt Myers. Then he'd write down that number.
It took too long to transfer all the numbers, so I did it by hand.
Do you know how great it is now when you get a new phone? I mean, I'm not an Apple person. I'm an Android guy. And I'm sure it's even easier with Apple or just as easy. All you got to do is just put in your information. Boom, all the same stuff is there.
It all transfers.
It's in the cloud.
It's like one
second. It's fantastic.
Comes down from the cloud.
I mean, everything is the same.
Cakes, why wouldn't you have asked Eric to say, hey, Eric, can I use your computer?
It never occurs to him.
I asked Daniel the engineer to help, and he couldn't come up with a solution.
But then you realized it's obviously something with my computer because the other guys did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
He didn't.
It doesn't matter. The solution. I have come up with a solution.
This is why he doesn't play golf. He can't figure out why his ball hooks or slices.
Oh, so, I think I can figure that out. I have an incorrect swing, and I don't.
Yeah,
I'm,
I know, but
I'm not going to take the steps to correct it.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty simple.
You have poor problem solving skills.
Poor problem solving.
That could be the case.
That's what I'm getting at.
Part of the reason why I started TJ Hockenson instead of Taysom Hill.
Just my brain doesn't always goes back to fantasy.
Well, it's when I saw Taysom Hill's stat line on my bench,
torturing you.
It consumes my every waking moment and my sleeping moments.
I think that you've answered this before and have asked it, but I just want to ask it again. When you wake up most mornings, is your first thought fantasy football?
It's one of the first. I mean, as soon as I woke up, I picked up my phone to see how bad Gus Edwards' stat line was in last night's game. And you know what? It was worse than I thought it would be. Valdez, I blame you because you're a Gus guy from way back in the day.
When we're all done, like I know I'll probably always do podcasts or whatever. I'm always going to be doing something. Cakes will be on a fan. He'll be with some fantasy site. If for 100% sure, Cakes' future.
We don't know. Possibly.
It's fantasy related. It's all he cares about.
Well, he'll still be playing fantasy. Else. I don't know if he'll be doing that because he'll be playing poker a lot.
Poker too, yeah.
But he'll somehow sucker them into giving some money.
Oh, by the way, completely slept on hyping this up. Second Cakes Classic of the month is this Wednesday. Like, not tomorrow because that's Tuesday. Wednesday.
Nice.
So in a couple days, come on out to MGM National Harbor. Love to see you there Wednesday night.
Did I tell
you? But it's not before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is next Thursday.
It's next week. That's correct.
I think I told you this last time, right? But I have a new drink that I'm incorporating into my weekend binging. Did I tell you that? By the way, when
the Surfside
season,
Transfusion?
No, that's well, I made that one too. I like that. I like a lot of things with alcohol in it. Mm-hmm. season's probably going to end this weekend. I mean, unless we win both matches, and then I'll never see my daughter play volleyball again. It's very sad, but it's fine. It's been an unbelievable run, but I'm not going to miss all.
She can play in a club after.
Yeah, she'll do stuff. She'll do a bunch of stuff. But I'm not going to miss all the driving every weekend, right? Thank God.
You can still go visit her.
All the traveling. Oh, no, I'll see her, of course. But I like to watch her compete.
Hey, she can compete at fantasy football. have her text me.
But what I'm not going to miss is all of the boozing on the weekend for the last 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The excessive drinking is crazy. Okay, for fall,
you know, you
spring.
Don't have to drink.
No, but it's not fun. It's fun. We drink. It's fun. We drink. We get together. We drink before the game.
Yeah. So hold on. Like, there's a volleyball tailgate, just like, as if there was a Marist Lacrosse tailgate.
It's much smaller. It's me and a couple families. We just go to the bar. Let's go to the bar on campus. There's a hotel on campus. And then we have dinner there often after.
Your dinner this past weekend was kind of cheap.
It was pricey.
Yeah.
But I think I talked about this last week, though. Because this is brand new to me. My son says he drinks them all the time. Espresso martini. I'm an espresso martini guy. Have you ever had that?
I've had an espresso martini.
Is that a popular drink? I have no idea.
Extra on the new Sex in the City?
Yeah.
Is that a chick drink? I have no idea. I know nothing about it. It's definitely a chick drink. Is it a chick drink?
I just discovered a Cosmo.
Huh?
They are good.
I like fruity drinks. Don't get me wrong. This guy loves a frozen marg more than the next guy.
Listen, I still prefer an old fashioned, but like I knew on Saturday that I had a long day. Tailgate starting at 4.
Okay. First world problems.
Then we had, I'm not saying it was arduous.
Yeah.
We had tailgate starting at 4. We had game 6, then it's senior night. And then we had dinner, a reservation at 9, whatever.
9 o'clock, it went till way 11, too late.
Didn't get out of there till 11:30. And I was already tired because I didn't sleep well the night before because my daughter was in the bed.
And
kicking
Tyson
me in the
fight.
Head.
You're up
for
Tyson fight.
I watched the Tyson fight late.
Look at my cheeks.
So I said, I need some gas.
Need some juice.
I need some gas. And then it just dawned on me, though, this is really, it's a popular drink, right?
Very popular.
It's no different than a don't sleep in vodka or a Red Bull and vodka. It's literally no different, right? Why is that one more accepted? Like people, if you tell people you have a don't sleep in vodka or a Red Bull in vodka, people look at you like you're an animal. They look at you like, you know, you're a terrible human. But if you get an espresso martini, which is the exact same thing, right?
Well, just because a martini is seen as classy.
And you're using a coffee bean.
They're like, they put three coffee beans on top.
How many drinks did you have this weekend?
How many drinks didn't he have this weekend?
I actually didn't have that many, but it's just, it's relentless every weekend.
But your wife doesn't drink at all, right?
Correct.
So she's enjoying and having a good time at all these things. She's with you.
Arguably not as having as much fun as me, but maybe. It's going to be good for me. It's going to be good for me.
Yeah, you're undergoing a detox.
I will. Yeah, until my daughter gets to college. And then it'll be four more years of rampant drinking.
You're going to ramp it back up?
On the weekends.
If you want her to go to a party school.
Hey, go to Florida State or Florida or something. Yeah. No, I'm gonna miss it. But anyway, I just saying, that's my new drink.
Did but you
I
talk drink about on that before? Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights too.
One drink.
I don't know.
Max two.
Two.
Sometimes three.
I'm a two guy.
Rare, it's rare three.
And now, usually you say that you pour yourself a good.
The difference is when I pour, I make a strong
pour. Heavy hands.
I make a good pour.
Yeah.
And that's probably why when I go to the bar, their drinks taste better than mine.
Because there's not as much alcohol.
Well, they're kind of doing it correctly. I'm just splashing stuff in there.
All right, we'll get to the entertainment page coming up later in the 9 o'clock hour. But next on a football Monday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer, Matt Verderam joins us from Sports Illustrated. We'll go around the league with him. Don't go anywhere.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.